Agriculture is among the most rapidly changing industries in the nation, and this Farm Bill makes the needed and meaningful changes to our nation's ag policies to ensure that our nation is poised to thrive and compete. It also ensures that those who are food insecure are taken care of with both compassion and accountability. I look forward to the markup, but I just want to respond to some of the critiques of this Farm Bill today. I just took out about half of the groups that organized this or that endorsed this bill. Let me just read off a few of these. The U.S. Cattlemen, the U.S. Dairy Export Council, the public and land-grant universities. These are all the people who endorsed this bill. The National Milk Producers, the Pheasants Forever, the American Farm Bureau, Ducks Unlimited, Corn Refiners Association, the American Soybean Association, the National Association of Forest Owners, the National Confectioners Association, Alliance for Sugar, the Cotton Council, the Conservation Fund, the North American Millers, the U.S. Wheat Associates, the National Soybean Producers, the Maritime Trades of the AFL-CIO, the American Frozen, the National Park Council, the Fertilizers Institute, the American Farmland Trust, the Land Trust Alliance, the American Sugar Alliance, the Forest Landowners Association, the Food and Ag Climate Alliance, the Almond Alliance, the U.S. Pheasants Federation, the National Farmers Union, the United Council on Welfare Fraud, the National Associates of Conservation Districts, the American Veterinary Medical Association, the Congressional Sportsman Foundation, the American Sheep Industry, the National Barley Growers, the Dry Pea and Lentil Council, the National Pecan Federation, the National Corn Growers, and National Wheat Growers. I could go on. That's half of them. You wrote a good bill, Mr. Chairman. I yield back.